At the end of the parade, the judges gathered beneath the town clock to hand out ribbons. There was a ribbon for Best Music, a ribbon for Most Leaf Enthusiasm, a ribbon for Comb Under Goose Pressure. And after a long whispered conference, a brand new ribbon for Most Memorable Parade Float in Recent Sticky History. The Pancake Parade Float won! "We won?" Nutty squeaked. "We absolutely won," said Mama, pumping both paws in the air. Papa held the ribbon to his chest. "I have never been prouder of a machine that nearly syruped the brass section." Mayor Buttersworth climbed onto the platform, his hat still slightly stuck. "Citizens of Nutville, today we learned that a parade does not need to be perfect. It only needs wheels, teamwork, and a manageable number of pancakes." "What is manageable?" Tony asked. Nobody answered, because Papa had already begun serving the surviving pancakes to the crowd. Even Grandma smiled a little. Nutty looked at the float, now parked in the square. The banners were crooked. The acorn's hat was bent. There was syrup on one wheel and a kazoo stuck under the seat. It was wonderful. "Next year," he said thoughtfully, "we could add waffles." Grandma pointed one knitting needle at him. "Not a single waffle." The sun dipped low. The parade music drifted through the trees, and Nutville ate pancakes in the square, while the famous goose strutted around wearing the champion ribbon by mistake. Nobody tried very hard to take it back.